Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come on, been waiting for the bus all day.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing this back. A little band from Texas, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Jollis is here. Rob's a 20-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, president of Jollis and Associates. He's forgotten more about selling than most people will ever know, and he's still putting himself out there to help people to perform this amazing profession of being a professional salesperson. Rob, I still say this, and I say it with total conviction, nothing on the planet, no act of a human being that's of any benefit to anybody happens until somebody makes a sale. It is the first movement of energy that creates, makes things happen. And that means that we're always going to need salespeople, and now the fundamentals are still valid. But as you were telling us as we went to the break, how we deliver those fundamentals, the way we do it, it has changed. One of my Blasingame's Law of Business Love states that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And we can apply that to selling, right?
Wow, I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Even me as an author, I really did resist writing another book after Customer Centered for selling for a number of years because I just didn't want to go back for more cash. Which is Tony Kornheiser in DC wrote a book, his sequel book called Going Back for More Cash. I wanted to write something different. And so when you look at it, even from what you just said, sometimes, for me, okay, so the structure of the conversation may not have changed, but we expand and we contract some of the skills that we've learned. So for me, for instance, as we were going to break, like you said, it's adjusting to a virtual Zoom conversation. It's taking that story that's so precious to us and trimming it down. It's taking that story that's so precious to us and making sure the client knows the moral of the story. See, when we're live, we can see somebody drift off. But in Zoom... Yeah. We just see that little fade of the eyes as they're looking at an email or two. So don't be so sure they got the whole story there. That's why, Jim, I love the words when I finish a story these days to say, Jim, I tell you this story because. It usually grabs their attention and makes sure that I say to myself, okay, you might not have heard the whole story, but you're going to hear the moral of the story.
But don't forget and now, the other end of that bookend, in the beginning, though, we got to remember this. In the beginning, you probably said, John, that reminds me of a story. Let me tell you, a story. When you say that to somebody, they listen. Everybody likes to hear a story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they do. And sometimes we get so lost that one of the problems with selling. The reason why I told people turn the volume up is one, they forget that it's for all of us, and two, they forget that sometimes we've been exposed to people that don't sell so well. So we sort of whitewash the whole industry as, well, everybody sells, not a good salesperson. I'm not going to call out any industries. But, there's good doctors and there's bad doctors. Mm-hmm. There's good engineers, there's bad engineers. There's good lawyers, there's bad lawyers. I'm not condemning the legal profession because there's some bad lawyers, because there's very important lawyers that help us interpret the law. Salespeople help us, good ones, get past our fear of change. They help us. They help us fix problems when they're small, not big. Now, how valuable is that for you in life?
That's exactly right. But today, earning the right to tell that story, that's what's different. Not the story, not the reason for the story, not the purpose of it, not the why you're there to start with. None of that has changed, but earning the right to have that Zoom call, earning the right to have them respond to your email, earning the right to get them to say, why don't we do our next meeting in person, earning that right, that's the new stuff, isn't it?
It is, and I'm glad you said that because this is really important. I want people to focus on this, right, just real fast. what Jim's saying, what he keeps beating me over the head with, and I keep forgetting to pick up on it, is talking about the transition to the story. You see, when you see somebody tell a bad story, usually it's not the story that failed them. It's how they eased effortlessly or not effortlessly into the story. So when you feel like a story has been crowbarred and it's a canned story that somebody tells all the time, well, I'm not sold on your story. Right. But when you say, that's a great point, Jim, and you know what that reminds me of? And then we ease in. So when you think about it, it's the transition into the story and out of the story that makes the story feel authentic. And that's what we're selling. Authenticity.
That's exactly right, because that's the only thing that's not a commodity these days. Your level of authenticity, your level of trust is the only thing that's not a commodity today. Even service is a commodity. Everything else you can get 6 ways from Sunday and 150 places online, and only your authenticity and why I should trust you is the new thing. What do you think?
Bingo. And you don't want to know something? If we played Family Feud and said, what do you think's the biggest thing? Number one answer would be knowledgeable, but not in my book. There's a lot of smart people out there, and I'm not discounting knowledge, but I'm putting authenticity above knowledge.
No question.
Because like I said, at the end of the day, when you think about somebody you actually enjoyed meeting with and selling, it wasn't that they buried you in their knowledge.
Right.
They made you believe, and they made you trust them, and they were authentic. And that's a hard piece to get. You can't just dial it up and put a post-it up and
say, you're a salesperson
today.
When you're a professional salesperson, you can't know everything that you're going to be up against when you walk into an office. You've got to be able to make them say, okay, I'll give you time to get back with me on that. That's what authenticity does. We'll take a quick break. Jolles.com, right? Jolles.com. Is that right, Rob?
That's a great website. I love that website. It happens to be mine.
Quick break. Check out his books there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.